This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. If you have questions about the longevity products, or if you just have a comment or a success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls at the bottom, or in our next segment, at the bottom of the hour. We have a guest coming up. Dr. David Hanscom is going to talk to us about a solution, a viable solution for the COVID-19 epidemic and surprising ways to lower your risk of getting COVID-19. Dr. Hanscom is, he's been on Coast to Coast, Dr. Oz, NPR, CBS, ABC, Fox News, published in Psychology Today, Men's Health, and many other outlets. And we're going to talk to Dr. Hanscom at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase your longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can have your own business, be your own boss, be in business for yourself, and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, which I am gratified to say more and more people are beginning to understand how important a good nutritional supplement program is, especially for building the immune system, way better than any prescription drugs, way better than anything the medical model can provide us. It's the power of nutritional supplementation, the power of diet, the power of exercise, the power of things that we can do ourselves. That's really the mission here. That's my personal mission. That's the mission of the Bright Side Radio program, is for us to understand, or to help us understand, how important it is to take lifestyle, take over, make lifestyle decisions that help us with our health. Make better lifestyle decisions. Make better lifestyle decisions about health. Make better lifestyle decisions about nutrition. Make better lifestyle decisions about how we handle the inevitable ups and downs and microbial infections and entropy and all the things that can go wrong in life. We can handle our own business. And I know to a certain extent I'm preaching to the choir here, and it's not necessarily people who are listening to this program that need to hear this, but the fact is we all need to understand that we can take our own our health matters into our own hands. It's not a matter of being medicalized, and there's nothing the medical model can do, as evidenced by the unbelievable, historic, biblical, epic statistics on chronic disease. At the same time as we have more medicalization and more doctorization and more pharmacalization and more devices and diagnostics and insurance than any other country in the history of mankind, yet simultaneously we are the sickest, fattest, most cancer-ridden, diabetes-ridden culture in history. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, we're here to help you. We'll get your calls in our next segment. I was reading today on in the Lancet Public Health, actually, frailty is as important as age or underlying issues in COVID-19 death risk. Frailty is underlying weakness in the body, according to this study. Every COVID-19 patient should be assessed for frailty, because we now know that being frail, no matter how old you are, you don't have to necessarily be elderly to be frail. Frailty, by the way, is a clinical condition that's marked by lack, this is the technical definition of frailty, a loss of reserves, energy, and well-being that leaves us vulnerable to sudden changes in health and at risk of hospital admission. Again, this highlights the idea that we are responsible for our health, not an outside microbial infection. Not an outside virus. And the idea of wearing a mask while we eat McDonald's is so ludicrous and so absolutely ridiculous. I don't even know where to begin to talk about the stupidity of wearing a mask and eating McDonald's, of wearing a mask and smoking cigarettes, of wearing a mask and participating in the standard American lifestyle. It's not masks that we need. It's not lockdowns that we need. It's taking care of our health. It's taking care of our health in the most common sense ways. Eating right, exercising, relaxation, breathing, meditating, etc. One of the most important things we could do is understand how to leverage the power of protein via amino acids individually and via foods. Protein deficiency is not only common in terms of not getting enough quality protein, but also in terms of how we process it and digest protein. The way you ingest protein is basically in three ways. Number one, as amino acids, and that's basically supplementation. Number two, as peptides, which are found in foods, especially living foods. Eggs are one of the best sources of immune-boosting peptides, by the way. And every time I hear somebody tell me they only eat the yolks or they stay away from eggs, vegans especially, I just cringe inside. Now, if you have a philosophical reason, or if you have an allergic reaction to eggs, if you have some kind of immune response to eggs that you need to stay away from, that's one thing. But if you're just avoiding eggs because you've heard something about them, especially the yolks, you've heard about the cholesterol in the yolks, you're missing one of nature's most powerful immune-boosting foods, largely because of the immune-boosting peptides that are found in eggs. And then the third way that we ingest protein is in pure protein kinds of foods like cheese and meat and fish, etc. Now, I'm not a big believer in cheese, but cheese does have one really interesting amino acid in it called threonine. Threonine is one of those amino acids that you don't hear a lot about, but it is very helpful for building the immune system and for helping the body build proteins and make peptides. Threonine is found in cheese. It's found in other lentils and other high-protein foods. It's not an essential amino acid, and it's not necessarily one of those amino acids that you're going to supplement with by yourself, but you can certainly get threonine by eating high-protein foods and by supplementing with protein powders, especially whey protein. And when it comes to protein powders, perhaps it's probably the most important immune-boosting protein supplement that you can ever use is whey protein. Not only is it a good source of individual amino acids like threonine and also like glutamine and glycine, but it's also a source of peptides. Immune-boosting peptides. Remember, whey is coming from milk, and one of the jobs of a mother mammal is to provide nursing babies with immune-boosting components, immune-boosting substances like threonine, like peptides, like lactoferrin, like glutamine, like glutathione, not to mention minerals like sulfur and selenium. So I'm a big believer in whey protein. I like natural factors. I think it's called Natural Factors. It's a Canadian protein from grass-fed cows. In any case, whatever your whey protein is, if you can do whey, and not everybody can, it's a wonderful way to help boost the immune system. Arginine, glutamine, methionine, N-acetylcysteine in the form of N-acetylcysteine, these are all wonderful amino acids that can help maintain the integrity of not just the immune system, but also the intestine, which is where the immune system is largely located. And speaking of the intestine, using a good probiotic supplement is also important. If you're taking an antibiotic because you're sick, guess what? You're suppressing your own natural immunity. And keep in mind, you don't have to take an antibiotic to suppress your immunity. If you're drinking tap water, even if you're just eating produce, that's been washed or if it's been grown with tap water or municipal water, chances are pretty good that you're getting antibiotics, not to mention chlorine and fluoride, which also have a suppressant effect on the immune system and the intestine. All right, I'm Pharmacist Benny. 442-366-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll get your calls next segment. Dr. David Hanscom coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on
on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in just a moment, so hang tight. Got Dr. David Hanscom coming out at the bottom of the hour. Surprising ways to lower your risk of getting COVID-19. Dr. Hanscom has been on Coast to Coast, Dr. Oz, NPR, and he's been published in various consumer health magazines. We'll talk to Dr. Hanscom about his book, Back in Control. And also surprising ways to lower your risk of COVID-19 at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls in just a moment. 844-236-6010 is our number. So before we went to break, we're talking about working on the microbiome. That is the key, folks. It's the key to longevity. It's the key to energy. And it's the key to building the immune system. Whey protein, by the way, can help strengthen the microbiome. Whey protein is my favorite form of protein. Not everybody can do whey protein. This is true. If you have a dairy allergy or a lactose intolerance, you may have a problem with whey protein. There's three basic types of whey protein. You've got the basic form, the least expensive form, the least processed form of whey protein. That's just WPC, as they call it, whey protein concentrate. Whey protein concentrate is roughly around 30% protein, 30 to 40%. You can find some higher concentrations of protein in whey protein concentrate. But roughly 30 to 40%. You can get it further processed, and that's going to have a higher concentration of protein, about 90% protein, and that's whey protein isolate, WPI. It's a more processed form. They take the fat out. They take all the fat out, and they take close to all of the lactose out as well. So if you're lactose intolerant, you may find that whey protein isolate is a more efficient, although much more expensive form of protein. And then there's the hydrolysate form, the whey protein hydrolysate, or WPH, which is essentially a pre-digested form of protein. They subject the whey protein to a chemical process called hydrolysis, which basically breaks down the protein so that you don't need as much digestive energy to break it down. Whey protein hydrolysate is great if you have some kind of digestive health issue. You get high concentrations of protein, and you don't have to use a lot of the digestive juices. Personally, if you don't have any big health problems, if you just want to boost your protein intake, use the whey protein concentrate. It is the least expensive. If you have some health needs, especially around the digestive system, you might want the WPH, whey protein hydrolysate, or the whey protein isolate. Whey protein is a great source of immune boosting amino acids and immune boosting peptides, and it also will help support the health of the intestine and the so-called gut associated lymphoid tissue, or the GALT, which is where most of the immune system is located. Glutamine, arginine, N-acetylcysteine, threonine, these are the most important amino acids for the GALT, for the gut-associated lymphoid tissue, and you'll get these amino acids in whey protein. You could also supplement, and I do personally supplement with glutamine every day. I take about 1 to 2 grams of glutamine, put in my smoothie. I supplement with arginine every day. Arginine is super important. I call it super amino acid. It's got nitrogen atoms on it. Arginine is very important for the heart, but it's also very important for growth and for building. Bodybuilders use arginine, and it's also plays a role in help building the immune system and improving the functioning of the gut-associated lymphoid tissue. And, of course, N-acetylcysteine, which is a component of the glutathione molecule, has been one of my all-time favorite nutritional supplements for many, many years, especially for the skin, by the way. And it turns out that when it comes to COVID, something very interesting, I'll probably talk about this tomorrow when I get your calls here in just a sec. One of the issues with COVID symptoms is that it involves the blood. You may have heard of this interesting condition called COVID toes, where the toes turn blue. You can also have COVID fingers, where the fingers turn blue. And this is one of the interesting ways that people present to the hospital when they are complaining of COVID symptoms. They'll be blue. This is a sign of hypoxia tissue. I talked about this yesterday. Low levels of oxygen in the tissue, and this is very similar to cyanide poisoning. Cyanide poisoning, one of the main ways that patients will present when they have cyanide poisoning is they'll turn blue, because cyanide affects the way hemoglobin hooks on to oxygen. And a lot of physicians are thinking, a lot of researchers, I should say, are thinking that that might be the mechanism of action of this of viral symptomology when it comes to this coronavirus, this particular model of the coronavirus. So in many ways, we've got ourselves a blood problem more than we have a respiratory problem, and the respiratory symptoms oftentimes appear days after infection. Why am I saying this? Well, because it's so important to understand the relationship of dirty blood to disease symptoms in all cases, chronic diseases as well as in terms of viral infection. And as we said yesterday, many of the folks who become symptomatic or have to get hospitalized with coronavirus or COVID symptoms are dealing with blood problems first and foremost. Cleaning the blood, job number one. All disease is cell disease. All cell disease is preceded by dirty blood. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. Let's go to the phones. We've got Dr. David Hanscom coming up the bottom of the hour. Mark in Ontario, welcome to the Bright Side. What's up, buddy?
Thanks for taking my call, Ben.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
So I'm calling because I'm concerned about my mother. She's in good health. She's active, and she's 80 years old.
Okay,
last
that's awesome.
Last week, she began getting spontaneous nosebleeds.
Is she on any medication?
She's on the line with us. Go ahead, Mom.
Hi there. Hello?
Did I lose your mom?
I don't hear your mom. Is she on any medication, Mark? Do you know?
No, she's not on medication. She's taking... go ahead, ask.
Any diagnoses?
No, I had her booked in with a naturopath, but due to the lockdown up here, that got canceled. And
that's unfortunate. That's one of the hidden problems that people don't talk about with this lockdown is people don't get to see the doctor. They don't get to go into the doctor. But in any case, what you're dealing with nosebleeds typically is faulty or deficient or in some fashion weakened connective tissue, especially collagen. The blood, tiny little blood vessels in the nose are susceptible to damage, like all connective tissue and all blood vessels. Varicose veins and little tiny red spots in your skin can be a sign of this same kind of breakdown. You think about connective tissue building strategies. It's very common. It's not uncommon as we age that we'll have connective tissue deterioration, breakdown, weakness, frailty, and all of these can lead to nosebleeds, as well as they call them petechiae, little red spots, or cherry angiomas, some people will call them, in the skin. I'd be doing connective tissue building strategies, most importantly. Vitamin C, job number one. If she's not supplementing with vitamin C, she should be getting on. In fact, everybody should be supplementing with vitamin C, especially as they get older. In fact, many of the signs of aging are really similar to scurvy. They're similar to vitamin C deficiency disease. So vitamin C is a must-have. I get her on it right away, not just for the connective tissue, of course, but also for the immune system, for the functioning of the hormones, for the adrenal glands. It's just stupendously valuable. Also, make sure she's using essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs if you're using longevity products. And then the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is also a good source of vitamin C, in addition to, of course, all the other 80-plus of the 90 essential nutrients. You'll find that in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And then in addition to vitamin C, make sure she's using amino acids, also protein building amino acids, connective tissue building amino acids, glycine, lysine, and also valine. Those are the connective tissue building or collagen building amino acids.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The ADP private payrolls report has just been released, and it shows that jobs increased in America by 2.3 million in June, which was a bit below the 2.5 million estimate from economists surveyed beforehand. But May's numbers saw a stunning revision, going from an initially reported loss of 2.76 million to a gain of over 3 million jobs. The European Union's opening its borders again today after the worst of the pandemic there, but most travelers from the U.S. are still banned. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says,
each country needs to lay out its strategy and plans for dealing with this global pandemic. I believe trade, travel, and continuing to grow our business and trade relationship with the EU is crucially important.
USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
A new GPS satellite has rocketed into orbit, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
SpaceX has launched the U.S. Space Force's third next-generation navigation satellite for the Global Positioning System from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The Falcon 9 rocket, which is owned by Elon Musk, blasted into partly cloudy skies. The launch had been delayed for 15 minutes due to strong high-altitude winds that could have knocked the rocket off course.
Pay goes up today for minimum wage workers in 3 states and 21 cities and counties in America. Minimum wages are going up in Illinois, Nevada, and Oregon, and 21 localities, including 13 in California alone. The pay hikes are expected to be a big help to Americans working in restaurants, retail, and other low-paying jobs who have been hit hard by the state shutdowns of non-essential businesses because of the coronavirus pandemic. Target is dropping YouTuber Shane Dawson's books because of backlash over his past videos that included racist jokes and other problematic content. The retail giant announcing yesterday that it's pulling the I Hate My Selfie and It Gets Worse, a collection of essays by the author. Again, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com, also BrightsideBen.com. You have a search engine up at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. We also have our longevity products available at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com, and videos and news stories and blog posts, lots of good free health information at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing products mean beauty products, and if your beauty product can't heal a wound, it isn't a beauty product. Check out all our True Treatments ointments, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, oil, silicone, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, any of our True Skin Health products. And don't forget to take a look at our reviews at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com, over 500 five-star reviews on our for our Truth Treatment products, truthreviewed.com, and also truthtreatments.com if you'd like to purchase Truth Treatments. Okay, I'm looking forward to speaking to our next guest. Dr. David Hanscom has been on Coast to Coast, Dr. Oz, NPR, CBS, ABC, Fox News. He's been published in Men's Health, Psychology Today, and other consumer magazines. We're going to talk today about surprising ways to lower your risk of getting COVID-19. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Hanscom. What's up, Doc? How you doing?
Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate sharing my views. So
good.
Great. And doing well.
Very excited. Very excited to hear your views. A couple things. First of all, I noticed you sent me this document, the Thrive and Survive document, and the first line really caught my attention. And I want to talk about that. Modern medicine has the capacity to halt this pandemic now. I definitely want to talk about that. But before we get into that, you also mentioned about anxiety as a anxiety or response to threat as being part of how we deal with or don't deal with disease. Can you talk a little bit about feelings of anxiety and how that relates to the threat of getting infected, and how does the medical model approach this idea of the relationship between anxiety and psychological issues as it relates to infection, viral infection, let's say?
Okay, so I'd like to reframe the whole discussion in terms of threat versus safety.
Okay.
And so when you feel safe, your body's full of oxytocin, dopamine, and some really great chemicals, and your body functions very well and regenerates. You need that to thrive, right? So when you're in that state of mind and feeling, and your body chemistry is what it is, then when you are exposed to infection, et cetera, or any threat, well, you're able to fight it off better. When you're under threat, your body's full of what's called inflammatory cytokines, which are little proteins that turn inflammation off and on. You're also full of adrenaline, cortisol, histamines, and all these stress chemicals. So threat puts your body on high alert. So it's necessary to respond to acute threat, and it's very effective. You don't have a defense mechanism, you don't survive. The problem is when threat is sustained, it kills people. We know that chronic stress is a killer. Anxiety is just a sensation generated by these stress chemicals and stress reaction. It's a total body response. It is not psychological. So anxiety is the result of threat. It's not the cause.
Hmm. So how do you feel when you hear representatives of mainstream medicine, government representatives especially, saying things like, you better watch out, and there's hundred thousand people are going to be infected, and there's a storm brewing, and these are the kinds of things we hear from representatives of the medical model who are associated with the government. Is that something that has to be done to warn people, to protect them, or is that counterproductive?
It's extremely counterproductive because, okay, threat. Okay, so the problem humans have, we can't escape our thoughts. And so thoughts, emotions, repressed emotions are all threat. So the body can't tell that emotional, mental threat from a physical threat. And so it's a sustained inability to escape our thoughts is what creates this reaction that actually compromises our immune system. So what we're told those messages over and over and over again is actually truly compromising our ability to defend ourselves.
Mm. So when you hear these things on the news, and they call it panic porn, I don't know if you ever heard this term, panic porn. How does that make you feel as somebody who's dedicated their lives to making people feel better and get healthier? How does that make you feel?
Well, it's very frustrating. I might actually have to do my own work around this, because when you remain frustrated about something you have no control over, you're wasting your time. You're actually creating your own compromised immune system. So I actually practice the same tools that I teach my patients, and it turned out actually the solution for COVID crises is actually very similar to that of solving chronic pain. So in chronic pain, you're threatened by the pain, you're threatened by your thoughts, you're trapped. So your body's on high alert and is sustained. They estimate that the effect of chronic pain on a person's quality of life is similar to having terminal cancer. It's a bad deal.
So are you familiar? Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're trapped. So the government tells us what to do. So the government was doing its job. They would have a massive public health message is that every person that dies from COVID has risk factors. Now, I'm actually trying to figure out, are there people dying that don't have risk factors? And I can't find that yet. But we know what the risk factors are, so the elephant in the room is lower the risk factors.
Mm-hmm.
So the virus isn't the problem, of course. It's dying from it. I mean, it's a common cold virus. It happens to have cardiopulmonary implications, but it's a common cold virus. So we're not going to get rid of it. There's not going to be a vaccine. We're not going to be able to contain this thing anymore. We've totally lost that possibility. So there are ways of, first of all, lowering your risk of dying. Also, we came up with a protocol called Plan B, which once you get the virus, there are definite ways of harnessing your body's own capacity to heal to solve the problem. So again, we're trying to get medicine to look at this differently, but medicine is focused on, I'll use the word, random simplistic solutions for a complex problem.
Mm.
But by looking at each variable carefully and completely and addressing them, people solve the chronic pain, and the chances of surviving COVID go up dramatically.
So that term's awesome. Random simplistic solution to a complex problem. Is that where masks fit in?
I think that I will say that they're one. So again, it's part of the solution, right? So let me go to chronic pain for a second. Is that chronic pain is complex. So it's affected by sleep, stress, medications, exercise, life outlook. All those things affect pain because it's complex. So I did write a book called Back in Control, A Surgeon's Roadmap to Chronic Pain. And what it does is just a framework that breaks a given person's situation into different parts. Each person's perspective is different. Each person's problems are different. So it turns out that as you address each part of that person's problem individually,
mm-hmm.
it's a solvable problem. So it turns out that everything works in chronic pain, but nothing works by itself. So it's a combination of treatments that actually solve the problem. Same thing with COVID. It's by combining treatments that we're going to solve the problem.
So when you say treatments, you mean solving the problem when somebody's infected, or are you also talking about solving the problem of getting infected, prevention of infection, or both?
All of it. In other words, the mask, yeah, I'm sorry, I segue here a little bit. So the masks are definitely something I think is important. I'm all for it. I'm all for being quarantined if you've been exposed. So I'm all for the social issues, but what's not happening is that we know, for instance, let's take vitamin D. It's the number one vitamin deficiency in the world. Without vitamin D, your monocytes, or these white cells that kill the viruses, actually don't work without vitamin D. So are we educating every human being to take vitamin D? No.
That's really fascinating to me how that's the number one vitamin deficiency in the world when it should be the most common vitamin, not even being a vitamin, that everybody has. That's very ironic, I think. I want to talk about that when we come back from our break, and I also want to discuss your book, Back in Control. We're talking to Dr. David Hanscom. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side talking to Dr. David Hanscom, author of the book Back in Control. Doc, before we went to break, you said something that was really interesting. Actually, before I even get into that, are you familiar with something called polyvagal theory?
Well, that's the whole plan B. So I work with Dr. Stephen Porges. He's part of the team. His wife, Sue Carter, is an oxytocin expert. She's internationally renowned. Of course, he is also. So what's happened is that we have a work group, including Dr. Stephen Porges at the center of it, a Dr. Clausen from Seattle, and I am responsible for organizing it and interpreting it, but these two people are brilliant. So between Dr. Porges and Dr. Clausen, we're just learning stuff. I've learned more in 8 weeks than I've learned in 30 years.
That's awesome. That's
so
awesome.
I go back to medical school. So absolutely yes.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time. And I learned about the parasympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system in pharmacy school almost 30 plus years ago. And it dawned on me that all the crisis, all our health challenges are related to sympathetic overdrive back then.
Right.
And I've been very fascinated to read about this polyvagal theory and Dr. Porges. It's interesting that you're associated with him. So before we went to break, you said something that got my attention, and that is that vitamin D deficiency is the most common deficiency in the world. How ironic is that, considering that it's a sunshine vitamin, and it should be the vitamin that we're least deficient in? Why do you suppose that is?
So between November and March, most Americans are inside, so we don't convert the vitamin D in the skin to an active form. That's part of the problem. Also, you know, African Americans are dying from COVID, and there's two reasons. One of them is poverty, lack of opportunity, fear of authority. They're under constant threat. So they already have elevated cytokines, and so that's a problem. So when they hit the normal cytokine response, they go into the area that is critical, and then they die. So the other problem is the vitamin D is that the darker skin competes for the sunlight to convert vitamin D. So their vitamin D levels are about 30% lower, so they don't have the opportunity of actually fighting off the virus as easily as the rest of people. So between the constant threat and the lack of vitamin D, that's why they have a high mortality rate. So you have to be careful because they don't need as much vitamin D for some reason. So when you give them vitamin D supplements, you have to be careful how you do it. But nonetheless, the lower vitamin D is a bit of a problem.
So are African Americans more affected by COVID, statistically speaking? Are they more affected by COVID, more symptomatic, and more deaths, et cetera?
Absolutely. No, it's a huge problem. I mean, a very disproportionate number of people that become infected that are black African Americans. or dark skin. I mean, not just African Americans, but dark skin.
Hispanic too?
Yeah. So is that the problem is that you don't have, I mean, again, vitamin D is just one of about 15 different things that have to be addressed. So again, vitamin D alone is not going to solve the problem. But see, when they go to the large viral antiviral agents and don't document whether they covered vitamin D or not, how do you know what you're treating, right? So the protocol we have is that, look, cover the basics, which is vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin B, magnesium, and zinc. All those are critical for enzyme protein defensive function. And so each one has a different role, zinc being one of the metals that helps enzymes function. So address them all. And then with the Black African Americans especially, make sure they have the vitamin D levels that are up. So going back to the government's response to the pandemic, we're doing a lot of panicking, which actually makes the immune system more compromised, right? Then you are not giving out public health messages, which is not hard to do. This is not very hard information to get out there, but it should be every day. You know, take these vitamins, cover your bases, minimize your chances of dying. I mean, you get the virus, it's not a big deal.
Right.
But it's the dying that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So then
we collapse those two ideas, infections and death, and don't separate them out. And the media doesn't make it any better because they focus on infections every day.
Right. And the other thing that's really puzzling me right now with these antiviral agents with this remdesivir is that's about the viral load. So remember that a lot of times people are really sick, the viral load is actually dropping already. So dropping the viral load faster is actually not going to help the inflammatory process, which is out of control. So that's why it's not working hugely successful. And again, by optimizing your body's function and, like you just pointed out, harnessing the power of the parasympathetic nervous system to counteract the sympathetic response is the most powerful thing you can do.
What about breathing?
Breathing techniques are critical. This slow breathing, alternate nostril breathing. So what they're doing, they're directly stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system. Dr. Portis also has a vagal stimulator that we think could be extremely effective. We also want people probably in the ICU even to have their family members there touching them, holding them, which co-regulates the parasympathetic nervous system. So the social isolation we put people into in the ICU scares the heck out of them, again, increases threat. Compromises their ability to solve the problem. Then the other thing that's come up is that at a certain point in the ICU, people quit shedding the virus, they're not contagious. So why can family members come in? Because the patient's not going to get the virus again. The patient's not going to pass the virus to the family. So why are we continuing to isolate them?
And also, you know, we talk about isolation, the whole lockdown thing, number one, it separates people from each other, which activates the sympathetic nervous system. And number two, the whole vitamin D connection.
Right.
What about that? People are staying inside. They're not getting out in the sun. I mean, even if you're locked down, shouldn't we be encouraging people to at least use a sun lamp or even get out on the porch?
Absolutely. No, I mean, again, I'm trying not to get too much into the politics of this, but we're probably doing the exact wrong thing we can do for this pandemic. There's actually not one thing we're doing that's correct.
We say that all the time on this program. And a lot of what you're saying is just, you know, validating everything we talk about on the show, including the title of your book, Back in Control. I absolutely love that because I think we have been medicalized to the extent that we believe that we don't have any control and we have to go outside of ourselves. Talk a little bit about the title of the book, Back in Control, and how your concepts and theories play into that.
Well, again, we look at the body. You heard the term mind-body syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't like that term anymore because it implies that there's a separation between the mind and the body.
Yes.
Right? So we're just a unit. The brain does not function without the body and vice versa.
Right.
And when you use the word stress, that's sort of considered a psychological term, right?
Right.
But it's actually the total body's response to a threat.
Mm-hmm.
So your hormones go up, your cytokines go up, your whole body responds to it. And again, anxiety is the response to a threat. It's just the sensation generated by a dysregulated autonomic nervous system. So the unconscious brain processes about 20 million bits of information per second. The conscious brain processes 40. Plus, if you didn't have anxiety, you would die. You wouldn't survive, right? That's how we survive, is by avoiding threat and gravitating towards rewards. So anxiety is necessary, is powerful. You're not going to control it. You don't want to control it. But what you can control is your body's chemistry. So as you learn to regulate your body's chemistry and calm things back down with simple tools, then you have control. And remember, when the antidote to anxiety is control.
Mm, That's great. Anxiety implies a certain lack of control. And how much of anxiety is a label or a definition that's being placed on things like high blood pressure or digestive shutdown or cramping? And we just label these physiologic responses, and then all of a sudden we assume it's something bad when it's, in reality, anxiety is kind of like excitement, isn't it?
Well, I think it's necessary. I mean, if you didn't have anxiety, you wouldn't breathe. You would walk out into traffic. You wouldn't survive more than literally 2 or 3 minutes. So I look at, look, anxiety is amoral. It's a survival response. It's what you have, but it's not who you are. So the first step in dealing with anxiety is separating your personal identity from this survival response. And I can't tell you how powerful that is for people that I work with, because it turns out in chronic pain, the essence of chronic pain is that humans can't escape their thoughts. The emotional threat and physical threat are processed the same way in the brain, same chemical response. It's just you can't escape your thoughts as a sustained response. So there's over 30 physical symptoms you develop from sustained elevations of your stress response. There's migraine, headaches, irritable bowel, spastic bladder, back pain, neck pain, ringing in the ears. All these are a result from these inflammatory cytokines and elevated autonomic nervous system. But Dr. Portis says, and he and I have a little bit of a disagreement about this, so all your, and you said the word correctly, is that you simply have an elevated or activated sympathetic nervous system. That's what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. The only reason I use the word anxiety, because it's a bridge word. So people look at anxiety as a psychological issue, and Dr. Portis does agree with me on this a bit, is that once people take anxiety, so the first thing I tell people with anxiety is, look, get rid of the work. You say my stress chemicals are elevated. I have an elevated stress response. That's it. So then there's reasons for anxiety. Then you can look at the reasons, but it doesn't matter what the reasons are. By using the tools that you just briefly described, you know, calming down, relaxation, expressive writing exercises, etc., what you're doing is you're lowering the stress response. So as you lower the stress response, then your feelings of anxiety drop. If you want to do a rational talk therapy, remember it's 20 million bits of information per second compared to 40 for the conscious brain. It's a total mismatch. So you're not going to control it. You're not going to solve it. The more you talk about it, the more you actually reinforce it.
Oh, that's fascinating. Doc, we're out of time, but I got so many more things I want to talk to you. Can I get you to come back on the program?
Absolutely. I love it.
Okay, good. I'm going to give you a call here later today or tomorrow. Thanks so much, Doc. Dr. David Hanscom, his book is Back in Control. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much for listening to The Bright Side, my friends. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.